Welcome to the ShadowNet Bake Off. No, that's a lie. Welcome to the ShadowNet Bake Off announcement episode. Threat level, probably not alpha. I think we'll be good boys today. My extra special guest today. Shit.
You forgot to do an intro for me, Phil. What's going on?
You're my extra special guest today. No, I had something and I didn't write it down. So I'm going to do it off the cuff. My extra special guest today, he's a fantastic chef. He's a pretty good fractor. He's a newly minted executive. It's Ed.
Hello, Phil.
Hi, Ed. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's been a busy time for me since we last spoke.
I keep seeing articles about you, podcasts published by you, all sorts of stuff. You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. That's right, Phil. I got called out on GLC today.
What'd you do?
On my podcast, someone said they could hear vaping in the background.
Oh no. Should we just get it out of the way? Just give us a big old puff right now.
No one's mentioned it before, so.
And you've been vaping for the last 40 years, yeah.
Like, solidly, I haven't gone 3 minutes without, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully you get over your vaping addiction in the next 45 minutes we have together.
I'll do my best.
Great.
I was at Worlds, Phil.
Yeah, you want to tell us about Worlds? I was talking to Worlds about Eric. We didn't know much about it. We just saw the headlines, you know.
Yeah, it was exciting, you know. So that was my first ever in-person Netrunner tournament.
Like, why? How?
No, just literally, it was. I've never been to a GNK, I've never been to a CO, anything, so.
Because it requires effort, or because you've just lived in the middle of nowhere?
No, do you know, I mean, a little bit living in the middle of nowhere, but these events tend to run on Saturdays, and, Saturday's kind of the busy night, so I've had to historically book off time to go to COs, and it feels like if I'm going to book off time, I'm going to not go to a Netrunner tournament, I'm going to go on holiday, like somewhere like Barcelona, for example.
Yeah, that's fair. But, like, you've played Netrunner in person before. You weren't even playing Netrunner. You were busy around organizing this whole thing, is what I heard.
I was, yeah. It was awesome. So I was sort of, in theory, looking after the volunteers. My scope stretched a little bit more than that. There was one moment, I think like round three, when Cobra was broken down. Mm. And I just jumped on the stage with a microphone and I said, "Everyone come over to me for your pairings." Because they were on my phone and one other person's phone. So 260 people like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Very exciting. Yeah. Making it work. Ah, amazing event from what I've heard.
It was cool. Yeah. Yeah. Shame not to see you there.
Next year, maybe come on over this side. Tough to go across the ocean sometimes.
No, of course. Well, now I'm VP, I kind of have to consider going at least.
You gotta. Yeah.
Got to represent.
Exactly. How's the VP life? You enjoying the perks, or is it more trouble than it's worth?
Do you know, I've been in the role for just over 2 weeks now. I'm loving it. The most exciting thing that I've done over the last couple of weeks is just speak to so many people working for the organisation, you know, because I just like to check in with all the team leads and all the departments, find out what everyone's up to.
Well, you got to do the thing, which is like, oh, what would you say you do here? You know, let's do a little evaluation. What's your future like in this organisation? I get it.
That's it. Yeah, ranking people from 1 to 5 as well, obviously, and then I can, you know.
Well, you need numerical results to go back to so you don't get sued, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Like a staff tier list. I think that boosts morale.
Oh, people love that. Well, glad to see you're shaping things up around NSG.
Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah.
Seriously, though. Yeah, I'm really happy for you that you got this job. Was it Serenity? Was she just like, give it to Ed. He's charming enough.
You know, honestly, I put in a very, very strong application. Mm. And I'm sure other candidates were also considered, but no, I was very pleased to get the role. And yeah, it's just exciting, all the things we've got planned over the next few months and years, and sort of, you know, being behind the curtain, like, you know, there's I've learned a lot of new things. So.
Oh, very exciting.
Yeah.
So,
very cool. Yeah.
Shall we get to the Bake Off section of the episode?
Phil, I'd love to. You know, I don't actually cook anymore. I think I've spent about 2 hours in the last 3 months in Chef White's, so it's nice to talk about food again rather than spreadsheets.
Sure, sure. Wait, I did have one question. Chef White's, does that include the little puffy chef hat?
No.
Damn. Do they still do that, or that's just like media's been lying to us?
No, there's a certain type of chef in a certain type of kitchen. Right. So say you go on a cruise. Uh-huh. I imagine the chef that's doing the buffet in the evening is wearing a big hat. I went on a package holiday to Greece a few years ago, and I had someone who was doing the rotisserie, and they were wearing a big hat. And they had all their medals, all their chef medals on their jacket.
You can get medals from chefery?
You certainly can, yeah. Chandra rotisserie, yeah.
Wow, that sounds way less scary than, like, going to war or something.
No, yeah, I think it's not something I'd necessarily look for, but if the medals came, I certainly would attach them to my jacket.
I'm sure you'll get there. Yeah. Huh. Cool. Yeah,
baking.
Off. Yeah. Dude, I think there's enough new people in the community that may listen to this and be like, what are they going on about? Can we give them a historical perspective on the Great Netrunner Bake Off?
Absolutely. So for those not familiar with the show, there is a show called The Great British Bake Off. It's had various spin-offs around the world. But the idea is contestants come in from, you know, around the country. They bake stuff. It's all very lovely, very English country garden. They're in a tent with flags and stuff like that, bunting. And they cook stuff. And then there's a very nice panel of judges that say very nice things like soggy bottom. Mm-hmm. And that's the show, right? And so someone had a wonderful idea of replicating that in, you know, another culinary institute, the Netrunner community.
And it was us. It was our idea.
Yeah.
Absolute geniuses.
So what a great idea. As always, we expect over five people to enter. Yeah. I can probably name four of them off the top of my head.
I've got a mental list of the usual suspects, but I think we'll be surprised this year.
Well, I've heard the Big Unit 3000 is going to be entering this year.
It's going to put a strong showing out there. Yeah, follow up to AstroScript Pizza Project from a couple of years ago.
That's correct, yeah.
So, what we haven't done is chosen a theme for this year's Bake Off. Because, of course, if you're going to enter the Bake Off, you got to stick to the theme. And, of course, there is no cheating allowed.
No. And I think it's important that this year we set a theme which allows us to disqualify as many people as possible for cheating.
Yeah. Shoe immediately on the chopping block.
Yeah, because, you know, it goes down really well when we disqualify people from the competition after they've put in a lot of hard work.
They love it. They
really love resonates it. Well with people. Oh,
yeah. Good for engagement. What were you thinking? Because I remember we were like texting about this back and forth for a while, and I don't know if we came to something conclusive.
I mean, I had an idea, and I haven't wavered from my idea, but I don't think you're particularly keen.
No, I've forgotten. My brain does not have enough space to remember what we talked about last month.
Hey, so Phil, I've got a great idea for this year's Netrunner Bake Off.
I'd love to hear it.
2023. I was thinking about cooking shows other than The Great British Bake Off. Mm-hmm. And another show that springs to mind that I am a massive fan of is It Cake?
Is It Cake? I feel like I have never seen this, but I appreciate it through like cultural osmosis. So this is where like you're going on a date with like someone and they're really hot and it's getting, you know, getting that point. They're giving you that look and you go in for the kiss and then you kiss them, but they're made of cake.
Yeah, I mean, that could be around. It'd be a bit more like Blind Date where you had a panel of five people who you could go on a date with. And then you pick your favorite, and then it turns out that they're cake.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's a show where you might be presented with, say, five pairs of sneakers, and you have to select which one of them is made of cake. And then you have to then make your own pair of shoes, and then the guest judges have to decide which one it is from a panel of shoes that are some real and some cake.
You think Netrunner Bake Off contestants have the skill level to make lifelike baking creations?
I think we probably need to include an element of is it cake rather than the whole cake is actually more.
It need to be is it cake? Can it be like is it macaroni?
We need a catchy name for it, don't we?
Yeah. It may be something more Netrunner. There's not a lot of cake cards that I can think of.
Not a lot of cake cards. Oh, do you know what's hot at the moment?
What? What are the people into?
Frogs.
Oh, I am recalling what we talked about. Yes. So we mashed this up. Is it frog? That's maybe narrow. Is that too narrow?
I think that's just the title.
Okay. You know? I like that.
Is it cake spin-off for Netrunner community? Is it frog?
That's even better. Yes. I'm seeing the poster already. Yes. Is it frog? I like that.
I think what we want to do is say you can bake whatever you want, but we want one element in there to be from the outside world, like not baked, i.e. not baked. And you need to trick us into thinking that it's another part of your bake.
So what we're going to get is like a picture of a nice flambé or something. And there's just going to be knickknacks around. And we're going to have to be like, oh, one of these is actually part of the flambé.
Sure. Or, okay, someone might bake arisana. And then we say, oh, look, that cloth scarf is scarf, but it's actually cake.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Like the rest of it looks very cakey, but yeah.
Yeah. Essentially, we're introducing a new category into the judging criteria, which is, have you confused us?
I love this. Yes. So it's really, I think that broadens it beautifully. Like, not just make something lifelike, but just straight up just confuse us.
Yeah.
I love that. That's way better. I don't know what I'm baking, but...
Much the same as if someone baked with, like, actual frog. We'd probably be confused by that, wouldn't we, Phil?
Yes, we would. Oh. Yeah. Are we playing into Sanjay's hand here?
Potentially.
I feel like... But maybe...
It's like it's written for Sanjay.
Maybe because it is now, you know, this is defined as the challenge. He'll have to go outside of it somehow and you know... Oh, man.
And they'll break the rules. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we can disqualify him. Perfect.
But what's cool about it as well is it actually does for the more talented bakers, not saying that Sanjay is not a talented baker.
He very much is, yeah.
But the more talented bakers can go wild with this. They can do something quite extravagant and extreme.
I love this. I thought we were going to argue about this for like a half hour, but you've convinced me like off the bat. This is excellent.
It's the skills I've picked up in the last 17 days of being Vice President of Engagement. I know how to engage with you now, Phil.
I'm quite engaged, I have to say. They picked a good one. Where do
Phil,
we go
we,
from
we
here?
Just maybe, well, I think we need to just stipulate a couple of rules that you know, always stand.
Go for it.
So number one, we will have a guest judge.
Yes. Will it be us two and a guest judge or a panel of guest judges?
I think it really, really depends on people's recording time around the 3rd of January.
Fair.
Yeah. Secondly, our decision is final.
There will be no, you know, post-result arbitrations. None of that. No ombudsman will get involved.
And number three, bribery is always welcome.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've gotten cool stuff in the past. Keep sending it.
Have you?
No.
Wait, what?
No, I'm just building up an expectation so people are like, damn, I really gotta, like, you know, maybe $10,000 is enough this year. I don't know.
What's the prize, Phil?
Oh, $10,000 would be enough. Let me tell you.
No. What's the prize? $10,000 is the prize. Don't confuse people.
So, A, one, up top, apologies to Jake. I'm sending you your prize from last year still. And B, I was thinking of drawing an Arisana alt. Maybe I'll print that out. Maybe send it to people, and the winner will have like an extra special one.
Sounds amazing.
That sounds good. I've got like a bunch of other crap to send out too. Like I got so much prizes around here. It's terrible. But yeah, we'll send out Netrunner cards. I got a couple stickers. I got some swag to send out.
Fantastic, Phil.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Is there any other rules you'd like to add?
No cheating. Definitely no cheating. Using year-old choux pastry to build your pastry heart? No, not allowed. Dissimulating your soggy bottom, your undercooked bread, as yummy dripping cheese? Also disqualified.
Those things happened, didn't they?
Those things definitely happened. That was a good year, though. That was a good year. So, I don't know. I think that's it. I think that's the announcement.
It's a good announcement. We kept it short. Is there anything else you're going to tag on at the end of this episode, Phil?
I've been working on this short story, and I sent it to the lore team, and I got a very nice rejection letter. So maybe I'll tag it. I've got some people doing an audio version for me. It's great. Maybe it'll show up after this.
Fantastic.
We're in the middle. I don't know. Maybe we've already heard it.
Maybe there's a break in the middle of the episode as we're about to announce the rules.
I think when we were talking about vaping, there was like, I think I pushed the space button and stopped recording for a bit. So maybe I'll just drop it in there and everyone will be confused. This is on theme. Oh, this is so good.
Phil, is there anything else you wanted to talk about this evening?
No, I kind of just wanted to check in with you. I'm glad you're doing very well in your new executive position. Are you baking? You're baking this year, right?
I'm not baking this year, no.
You're not baking this year? I'm hoping I'm baking this year.
Quite ridiculously busy. If you're baking, are you still judging as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who's going to stop me? Who's going to stop me?
Phil, one question, actually.
Sure.
Now I'm vice president of engagement. What would you like to see more engagement in?
Oh, what a question. I feel like, I don't know, I engage myself in the Netrunner community, perhaps too much. So please don't bring any more engagement my way, because it might be too much at some point.
You think you're too deep in now?
Yeah, I don't know if I could ever escape Netrunner, I'll be honest. I think I'm fully locked in at this point. You've done it.
Do you want a job?
I'm definitely
a job
not
at the moment.
No. Yeah. A cooking job?
No, I mean a job within NSG. Which department would you, if you could choose a department to work in, what would it be? Do you want me to list some for you?
List me some jobs. List me some jobs.
Equality, diversity, and inclusion.
I feel like I'm a very poor judge of character. Probably not that one.
Okay. How about distribution?
No, they already tried to get me on that one. Thankfully, someone else jumped in and took the bullet.
We're a year later and you haven't sent out the prizes for last year.
Exactly. I just feel like I could be very flaky and I don't want to bring that energy to NSG. You guys are doing a great job already.
President of NSG.
Look, I have a lot of respect for the current sitting president. But I think I could be the president.
You reckon you could take on Austin?
I think so.
Yeah.
What is the challenge?
Would you have a military coup, or would you try and do it democratically?
No, definitely democratically.
Mm. Okay.
Much like the Bake Off, there's multiple judges, there's voting.
Yeah, at least two judges.
There's laughs, there's cries. No, none of these positions. I don't wanna dip in quality in NSG. Like, there was the pre-Phil NSG and there's the post-Phil NSG. And I don't want someone to be able to like pinpoint like, yeah, it was then that it started falling apart.
That was the moment.
Exactly.
It was going so well.
I would just feel bad. You could give me the job of coming up with bad shaper cards. You could give me the job of being like, oh, that would be a cool alt art. Yes, I do want environmental testing alt art. And everyone would be like, boo.
That's a real job.
I know it is.
Doing an amazing job.
Yeah, they're pretty good so far, I think. So I don't think I could be better than that.
Could you write good flavor text?
I have written pretty good flavor text. Yeah. Mm. I could write all right flavor text. I wouldn't get the deep references they put in right now. Like Chiribanga, like, oh man, no, you're not getting that out of me. You're getting, we're the net police out of me, which is good in its own way. Do you have a department for making like bad Photoshop jobs?
Do you know? We don't. That is certainly something I could look into creating. Would that? Would you say? Obviously, the way the organisation works, engagement to the department, and then you have teams within that. So, for example, right. in engagement, you've got marketing,
right.
you've got community, and then sort of bad Photoshop, I imagine, would come under visual, the visual team. So it would be a sub-team within visual.
Yeah, I think it's like the job they don't want to touch, so it has to be like extrajudicial, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those things that if you get it wrong, you're going to get it so wrong.
Yeah, and you don't want to be associated with that. You're like, oh, well, that was a third-party contractor. We're innocent.
I mean, it's not in my department, so I don't mind. I can give you that job. And then
perfect. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Send, no one's going to ask any questions.
Send bad requests my way. I'll you know, glue some pictures together. That's a good time. But no, please stop trying to hire me. I can barely get these podcasts out. Please. Okay, to recap. This year's Bake Off, 2023. I had to look at the clock. The theme, is it frog? Meaning, you take this part.
Confuse us with your Netrunner bake, either by adding an element from the outside world into your cake, or baking something that looks like it shouldn't be there. It shouldn't be cake, but it's cake or frog.
Amazing. Well, good luck to all participants. Ed, I will catch up with you when we get all our entries.
What's the closing date, Phil? What's the closing date?
Well, you mentioned January 3rd, which gives us just shy of a month. We could do the 5th and then judge on the weekend?
Yeah, I could definitely do that weekend for judging. That would be a good weekend for judging, in fact. Should we say the 31st of December?
Yeah, and then we'll extend till the 5th. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's stragglers, and then, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
People go, oh, I was just going to do it on New Year's Eve at 1 minute to midnight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The best time to get your Bake Off in. Yes, by the end of the year, so, like, if you're in Australia, you get one less day because, you know, you chose to live there. That's not my problem. And that's that. I think that's it.
Thanks ever so much, Phil.
We did it. Thank you, Ed. I'm glad we could finally schedule this.
We finally did it. Yeah, thanks for not making me record at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I was going to do a goof where I was like, you're recording this, right, Ed? I got it. Okay, have a lovely evening.
You take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the 2023 Bake Off.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to work. Uh-oh.
What's this?
I've got too many children. That's a microphone.